Mega Deals by Johan Åberg and Christopher Engman. Introduction. Why are mega deals a mega deal? In the business-to-business world, the people bringing the largest deals to the table are often heroes with tremendous formal or informal power. This is because many of the biggest business-to-business organizations in the world have more than 80% of the total revenue coming from less than 1% of the customer base, often fewer than 100 customers. When you break down these numbers, you see that a few mega deals make up a large proportion of the 80%. Since boards and management teams are concerned that this could be seen as a risk by investors, these revenue concentrations are often hidden from the outside world. But what if we look at it from another angle? What if most of the largest companies in the world actually became that large because they were able to master and win mega deals? If you are a mega dealer or aspiring mega dealer, it is worth knowing that many top mega dealers have annual compensation packages exceeding $1 million. It is likely that we will see the same annual compensation development for mega deal marketers. There are no other books about mega deals. Very little has been written on mega deals, either from a sales perspective or a marketing perspective. In the world of sales, deal sizes are trending larger on one end of the spectrum and smaller on the other. As deal sizes get smaller, there is a move from traditional selling to automated selling. But as the deals get larger, we are seeing an increase in complexity and the number of complex deals. A mega deal has four core attributes. 1. The deal is valued at $10 million or more. The biggest one we've seen was $15 billion. 2. There is high to ultra-high complexity in the deal. Complexity here does not refer only to the complexity of the solution, which is often written about in sales book, but more about this later. 3. The deal includes change management. 4. The deal often contains a mix of hardware, software, and services. Complex business-to-business selling is too broad a term. When studying what fits under the umbrella of complex business-to-business selling, you'll find a broad spectrum of deals. They are all called complex business-to-business deals. Examples of companies that make mega deals are IBM, SAP, GE, Saab, Lockheed Martin, Airbus, Skanska, Ericsson, Accenture, Tata Consulting Services, and Siemens, to name just a few. Managing a mega deal is not the same as complex selling. We believe mega deals should be considered independently from complex selling because of four aspects that will significantly affect your sales and marketing approach. Other books on sales and marketing do not address these five aspects. 1. Mega deals often require 6 months to a year of work by a dedicated cross-functional team. In short, there is too much money on the line to fail. Pursuing a mega deal is therefore not a process of qualifying leads so much as disqualifying them. 2. If your offer does not align with your customer's key initiatives, it is almost impossible to find the money for your mega deal. We address this in Chapter 1. 3. If you cannot understand or influence the ecosystem around the deal, you will not close the deal. In most cases, there are more than 100 relevant stakeholders. For many reasons, this represents a really tricky part of forging a mega deal. We cover this in Chapter 2, 3, and 4. 4. Mega deals, per definition, involve a lot of risks. Being able to control and mitigate those risks, rather than just maximizing the upside, is a key capability, one that is barely discussed in sales and marketing literature. We address this in Chapter 5. 5. In the mega deal space, marketing is often derided for not contributing significant business value.